Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The tips, tools, support, and inspiration you need on your wellness journey. Rewired Radio with Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome, everybody. When you're going through a rough time in life, battling an addiction, having big changes, or just overturning a new leaf, it almost seems impossible at times to find that motivation and drive you need to get back up and get your life back on track. Our guest today, Lisa Lockwood, is here to discuss her personal journey and has really a unique perspective and an ability to help people tap into the motivation and drive they need to change their lives. So honored that Lisa's here with us. Lisa, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Erica. I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah, and in your book, Reinventing You, The 10 Best Ways to Launch Your Dream Career, you really do go into your perspective and do give people so many wonderful tips that they can use, you know, literally day in and day out can use to change their lives. So can you tell us a little bit about how you started,
Here's something that I've noticed, and you'll probably tell me the same thing. We don't always start out doing what we're going to do for the rest of our lives. You know, that was right. Back in the old days where people were working in factories, big companies, yeah. and putting in their 20 and 30 and 40 years, et cetera. So we're always right. reinventing. But we're not just reinventing in our careers. We're expanding and reinventing in who we are, in our knowledge base, et cetera. So even though my book's called Reinventing You, The 10 Best Ways to Launch Your Dream Career, it's not specifically in your career. It's about reinventing you as a person. And yes. some of the things that I've learned along the way that have been effective in the transformation from Miss Illinois beauty pageant to military Desert Storm veteran to 911 dispatcher, police officer, undercover detective, first woman on the SWAT team on the south side of Chicago, launching into media contribution, speaking, coaching, et cetera, all kinds of crazy reinventions. None of them
Amazing.
Are in alignment with the other. But having success in all of those areas, that's the one thing that I feel as if I have the feather in my cap for, because I'm bringing Lisa into all those different environments and bringing the tools with me. And some of the tools, I'm going to just go through a quick list with you.
Yes,
I have six.
Please.
And these are the six musts that I believe help build your courage and help you break through your fear. One is you have to be willing to take some uncalculated risks. I'm going to elaborate on one of them. The other is to say yes before your brain says no. Start building that yes habit. Believe me, when my mom, when I told her I was going in the military at 18 years old, she said, Lisa, what is you go to war? Don't you know you may go to war? I'm like, Mom, we haven't been to war in a long time. Lo and behold, 1 year later, we were in Operation Desert Storm. So she was right.
Right.
But I said yes because education was the impetus. As I said to you before, I was on welfare. Yep. I knew what I wanted, and that was the impetus. So I said yes, regardless of thinking about all the dangers involved. The next principle is acting as if. Acting as if you already have a skill, just like Hollywood actors train for roles. Pretend right. you're that person. Pretend you're that person and embrace that part. There was a woman years ago who went to a yard sale, and it had Oprah Winfrey, had a whole bunch of donations there. Oprah wears like a size 10, size 11 shoe. This lady was a 7. She's like, I want Oprah shoes. I want Oprah shoes. Why? She was going through a domestic situation. One day when she felt that she was at her rock bottom, she stepped into those shoes. They were 3 sizes too big on her, and she decided she was going to be Oprah that day. I'm going to be Oprah. She acted as if and completely That's changed cool. her life. That's the mental
wow.
part of it. The next yeah. is be willing to go against the current. Go against the current. When people tell you it's not possible, when people tell you it's never been done before, be willing to do that. Because the biggest prizes and the biggest rewards in life are from people who are willing to do that. Believe me, when I went for the SWAT team, there were no females on the team. I checked the general order. There was nothing in there that would not allow a female. I went for it. I dealt with a lot of slack from people who felt I didn't belong on the team. So the next tool I'm going to give you is called become thick-skinned. I learned along the way, you cannot care about what people are saying about you. Really, you have to let it roll off like water off a duck's back. Forget about it. This is your journey. Your journey. You build your life. You design your life every single day. So stop caring about what other people think about you. You just have to stop. And the last is living extreme. My final tip is to live extreme, and that's different for everybody. My live extreme is driving NASCAR, jumping out of planes. For other people, living extreme for them is talking on a stage for the first time. Living extreme right. for them is maybe doing a radio interview. Maybe living extreme is just doing one thing more than you would ever do in your life, and you say, that's not me? Well, guess what? That's not the old you. Your reinvention and your new identity, that is you. So be willing right. to take one more step in your life that's going to allow you to expand to be the biggest, grandest, truest, most powerful, amazing human that you're meant to be.
Yeah, absolutely. And the version of yourself that you're meant to be, because sometimes we always, you know, we get stuck in these old identities and it's really hard for us to see that, you know, maybe I'm not scared. Maybe I'm not lazy. Maybe I'm not this, maybe I'm not that. But unless we try and take action, then we don't know. So how important is action?
Well, action is everything. That's why they say with goals, you better set a date. This is, they have a vision board, and I do that with a lot of my clients, and the vision board, put it on there. But guess what? Where's the date of when you expect that that's going to happen? Because you can put that vision board and look at it day after day and year after year, and, oh, I didn't accomplish it. And you're living with that energy of not accomplishing it, and then you stop believing it. And when you stop believing it, you're not going to attract it, and the list goes on. So how about plugging in a date to say that by this date I will be this size, I'll be wearing, you know, this particular outfit, or by this date I'll be having this in my bank account, by this date I will have achieved this goal. So you have to, and that's the only way to take action. Having a coach, oh my gosh, having a mentor, that's one of the last things that I have in my book. Having a game plan and actually sharing with somebody with who's going to hold you accountable. Because if you're not accountable, you know you can hide. Nobody knows. You've got to start declaring to people. My vision boards are in my living room. When I have guests over, they're looking at that vision board, and they're talking to me about that vision board, and it's very public. I have a vision board in my PowerPoint when I do my speech. My speeches across the country, they see what I'm going for. So, you know, it's like putting your feet to the fire and saying that, you know what, I better do this. So there's a lot of people out there who believe I'm going to do it, and you have that extra reinforcement.
Yeah, and I always do tell my clients to you know, say it out loud so you are held accountable. And that time management is such a key piece too, in also creating those small goals, because like you said, if it's I want to make this amount of money, or I want to, you know, lose this much weight, or I want to, you know, whatever the goal is, it's so important to understand it, to see it, and then work. I feel like working your way backwards from it is also really helpful by, okay, well, I want this to occur, but how am I going to get there? Like, what is the first baby step? And focusing on that instead of overwhelming yourself with all the steps that need to occur before, you know, before you get
and
to the end.
That's what people do with their New Year's resolutions. It's the overwhelm of all these commitments. And that overwhelm causes people to say, I'm not going to do one of those things. Push it away. Let's pretend I never wrote that list and move on, because it's just too much. So little baby chips, you know, little bites, little steps, et cetera.
Yeah.
And then how about a reward system? How about something anytime throughout the day? People just stop and check and say, you know, what did I accomplish today, and have a reward for yourself, even if it's a pat on the back of sharing with somebody, et cetera. My last ritual in Reinventing You is the gratitude model, because Wallace Waddles, The Science of Getting Rich, an attitude of gratitude draws the mind closer to the source from which all blessings come. So what's your ritual for your gratitude? Mm-hmm. I actually write every single day on one of my calendars of things that I'm grateful for, of cool opportunities that came, a surprise check that popped up in the mail that I wasn't expecting, a great referral that I gave somebody who called me out of the blue. Thankful. Flood yourself with gratitude and thankful. And even if it's the basic things, I'm so happy that I didn't get sick. Everybody around me has got a cough, and I'm healthy.
Right, exactly. You know? And to be mindful of that every day. And I think that, you know, I talk about this a lot in my book, Rewired. Also, just to be mindful is to start a routine of gratitude. So like you said, how can we get into this place of deep gratitude if we forget to be grateful? So to have that kind of, you know, routine, whether it's the morning or the night, you pray before bed. I love that. Lisa, where can people find you? So if someone wants to start today and needs your help and wants you to be their mentor, please tell our audience where they could find you.
Sure. It's as simple as lisalockwood.com. My email is lisa@lisalockwood.com, which is, you could also find on my website. I'm also on every social media outlet. So Google Lisa Lockwood and you'll get connected every which way but loose.
Exactly. Lisa, I could talk to you for hours and hours. You are so interesting, inspiring, beautiful, and such an authentic woman. So thank you so much
for coming
on our show today. I really appreciate you being with us and having this important discussion. So thank you. My hat's off to you. You're listening to Rewired Radio on Radio MD. I'm Erica Spiegelman. Thanks for joining us, and stay well.